Okay, tonight we're going to have a discussion related to the sugya that we had on Daf Sukkah Chaf Hayman Aleph, the principle of Osik B'mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah. That's the Gemara that comes up in Brachos Yud Aleph and Sukkah Chaf Hay. The mitzvah, if I'm involved in one mitzvah, I am pater from doing another mitzvah. And there are many aspects of that sugya. We mentioned that there is a machlokas we showed him if it's possible to do the other mitzvah. Efshel v'kayim shneim. Do you still have the principle of osik b'mitzvah pater min mitzvah? Is there an iser to do the other mitzvah, or do you just have a p'tur? Is that a hafka or a p'tur? What about osik b'mitzvah d'rabbanan? Are you pater from a mitzvah d'araisa? Many different sugyas that come up tonight. Let's speak about a specific issue that relates to a Rashi. And we'll get back to the Rashi in our Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Chaf Hei. But if you see the source of it, I gave you again the source in Sukkah Chaf Hei, the source of this concept. Shluchei mitzvah p'tur min ha-sukkah. As the Mishnah says, people on their way to do a mitzvah, shluchei mitzvah, or involved in a mitzvah itself, are potter from sitting in a sukkah, because they're involved in the mitzvah, and therefore they don't have to do the mitzvah of sukkah. Minon Emili, says the Gemara, how do you know this? Same Gemara appears in Brachos Yud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan b'shivtecha b'veisecha prat la'osek b'mitzvah. Right? Excluding osek b'mitzvah. When you are on your own derech, or when you are in your own house, then you have to be involved in mitzvos. But if I'm already involved in a different mitzvah, so then I am pater from being involved in any other mitzvah. Good. So that is the source of the concept. The Gemara seems to say in Moed Katan on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, that this does not apply to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If there is a mitzvah she'efshar la'asos al yedei acherim, meaning if efshar la'asos al yedei acherim, meaning usually osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. What if I'm learning Torah? Do you apply the principle of osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah? So the Gemara seems to say, well, it depends if efshar or efshar al yedei acherim. In other words, if there's a mitzvah that cannot be performed by anybody else, I must stop my learning and go do the mitzvah. Right? That is the simple understanding of the Gemara in Moed Katan. Let's read it. Ashkechinu deka ramu kraya dadi. They asked a stira in between the two psukim. Ksiv pales magal raglecha. V'chol derachecha yikonu. V'ksiv arachayim pentafales. Right, measure and analyze your ways. That's the first pasuk. And the second pasuk is, don't analyze. Orechayim pentafales, lest. Right, don't focus so much on figuring out whether you should be involved in a mitzvah. Lo kasha, kan b'mitzvah de'efshar la'asos ha'idei acherim, kan b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asos ha'idei acherim. Well, it depends. If it's a mitzvah that can be done by others, then you can let others do it and stay in what you're involved in. But if it's an efshar, then you have to do it. And then we apply it specifically to Talmud Torah. Hadar yasi v'kami boiluhu. Ksiv yikara hi mipninim. It says that the Torah is more precious than pearls. V'kol chafzacha lo yishvuva. And all of your chafatzim, nothing could hold a candle to Talmud Torah. Ha'chafzi shemayim yishvuva. V'ksiv kol chafatzim lo yishvuva. Dafilu chafzi shemayim lo yishvuva. Right? Stira, our chafzi shemayim, our other mitzvos, are they equal to Talmud Torah? So the Gemara says, "Kan b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asos al yedei acherim, kan b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asos al yedei acherim." It depends. If there's a mitzvah that cannot be done by others, I have to stop. If my father asks me to get him a drink and I am learning, I have to stop. It's efshar. If there are two boys in the house and one is learning and one is not learning, then the one who is not learning should do it. That is efshar la'asos al yedei acherim. That's the simple understanding of the concept. The Me'iri says it explicitly. The Me'iri there in Moed Katan, you have it in source number 5. The Me'iri says, Af al pi sha'amru, osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, even though that's usually the rule, ein Talmud Torah b'chlal zeh. Talmud Torah does not apply to this principle. Ella, mi shahaya osik b'torah. If somebody is learning, v'ira mitzvah liyado, and a mitzvah comes, he must stop under certain circumstances. If somebody else could do it, then fine. He shouldn't stop. The al tishiveni bittel Torah. And don't say, well, what about hachrasas kala? What about going to a levaya? Other people could do that. So you shouldn't, why does the Gemara say that bittel Torah is pushed aside for those mitzvos? No. Sha'av heim efshar ba'achirim. Baroila, those are considered efshar al yedei achirim. There's 500 other people at the wedding, but my presence is going to be felt. that's an e-efshar la'asos ha'yidei ha'cheirim. Sha'akol tzrichim lahem laharbos b'kavid. The more people there, the more mechubad it is. V'im e-efshar lo ha'yidei ha'cheirim, if other people cannot do it, kagon she'ein sham ro'i lo elohu, o shehi mitzvah ha'mutelas al gufo, or it's a mitzvah shebegufo, which also cannot be done by others. Kagon lulav shofar, kibud avaim, those are mitzvah shebegufo, ukfuras ha'meis mitzvah, b'makam she'ein lo kovrim, if there's nobody else to bury, viddo mehem, ha'mitzvah kodemes, u'mevatel talmud Torah, kedei l'kayma. You have to be mevatel. Is it a bittel? It's an understandable, required bittel. Just because I'm learning, I am not mafkia the chiyuv. That's an interesting lashon. What's mashma from that lashon? That usually when osi b'mitzvah applies, it is mafkia the chiyuv. So an important lashon for that the general sugya. But in this case, you don't say that Talmud Torah is mafkia the chiyuv of the other mitzvah. Afilu mitzvah kala, even a light mitzvah, and even though osi b'mitzvah pater on a mitzvah, lo no markein b'talmud Torah. You don't say that for Talmud Torah. So that is the principle relating to Talmud Torah. So first question we deal with is, why is this? Why not? Why is Talmud Torah worse than every other mitzvah? By every mitzvah in the world, we say, Osi b'mitzvah, you don't have to do the other mitzvah. And all of a sudden, we got the Talmud Torah, which we say every morning, Talmud Torah, can I get kulam? And we say, oh, you have to stop learning. So why is that? Why shouldn't it apply to Talmud Torah? The Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss has two opposite suggestions to explain the same idea. Why is it that it doesn't apply to Talmud Torah? Which we know automatically that there's going to be a limit. But as he says, let's see his two opposite formulations. Number one, Ubitchila Amarti Bozem, in source number six now. Delo Amru Osik B'mitzvah Patra N'mitzvah Ella Kasher Hu Osik B'maisa Nimshach. You know when you say osik b'mitzvah? If you're involved in a mitzvah, and you're involved in mitzvah A. To do mitzvah B, you have to stop doing mitzvah A. It will be considered stopping in the middle, and you won't be able to continue. V'hutzarech lahafsika. U'levat lo lizman. You have to temporarily stop. Kedei lekayem mitzvah acheres. U'pato la'asos kein. That's normally how it's viewed. Osik b'mitzvah, and you don't have to stop the mitzvah. But by Talmud Torah, the korega shall Talmud Torah mitzvah bifnei atzma. Every second, if I learn for an hour, it's not that I did one mitzvah of Talmud Torah. No, every second of Talmud Torah is an independent mitzvah. And he says that he bases that on the Shnos Eliyos, the well-known Gra, the beginning of Meseches Peah, where the Gra explains, why is Talmud Torah connected kulam? Because if I go to a hospital and visit somebody and spend 3 hours, an hour on the way there, an hour there, and on the way back, how many mitzvahs did I do? One mitzvah for 3 hours. If I learn Torah for half an hour, you know how many mitzvahs I do? Thousands and millions, every millisecond of Torah is a separate mitzvah. So says the Minchas Asher, based on that Gra, Im Kain, so when I stop learning to do a mitzvah, I'm not interrupting. I'm just not doing more mitzvos of learning. But it's not considered an interruption of the mitzvah, because every second is independent. That's why you're allowed to stop. Im kein amrinan de adif lekayim mitzvahs kriyashma, shi chiyuvis, me'ashol lekayim mitzvah chadash shalom Talmud Torah. Right, it's better to do the other mitzvah, de'ena mevatel mitzvah chaverta, ela shenimna milekayim mitzvah chadash shalom Talmud Torah. One difference conceptually between Talmud Torah and all other mitzvahs, Talmud Torah, each second is an independent entity, independent mitzvah, and that is why it's different. And you do stop because it's not considered an interruption. One idea. But then you have a second idea, which is basically the exact opposite. And that is, this is a beautiful thought from the Gra, conceptually, it's tons of mitzvahs, but come on, if I'm learning for 10 minutes, I'm learning. And if I stop, I'm stopping. See, he says maybe it's just the opposite. And this is what we would probably say instinctively. So I wanted to say, meant to say before. And that is, ach be'emes, in the middle column, yesh litchos mahalach zubat v'rameinam. It's hard to say this previous approach. De pashut, de hamafsik be'emsa limudo. If I stop in the middle of my learning, havi kamafsik b'maisa mitzvah. Okay, conceptually it's separate. Hashem gives me schar. But I'm in the middle of a mitzvah. De afim naniach. Even if we say every second is separate, Mikol makom yesh hemshech. There's still a continuation. There's still a connection. Gam belimud. Dalo mitzvi v'shinantem sheyidivrei Torah mechudatim b'ficha. It's hard to say that every second of an hour shir is separate. Yes, maybe Hashem counts it separately. You get a lot of mitzvos for that hour. But it's hard to say that you are not continuing. So therefore, it's hard to say this first suggestion. And he compares that to CBC's Mitzrayim as well and others. So he says an exactly opposite approach. Turning over the page. Source number 7. And he says as follows. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is ongoing. It never stops. Every free second of our life, we've had a shiur about that before, when is the chiv of Talmud Torah? Every free moment, like the stipler says in Maseches Brachos, it's, if we don't do other mitzvos, we never do any mitzvah. Because Talmud Torah never stops. It's the opposite of the first approach, is like every second is independent, you can stop whatever you want. Here, every second is continuous. It's like our whole life. Says the Rav Asher Weiss, the kiva, the mitzvah Talmud Torah, on top. Mitzvah tamidisi, it's constant, consistent, the ein la shir v'zvan misuyam. There's no specific shir. Ela mitzvasa b'chol eis uv'chol sha'a, it's at every free moment. I efshar shetitche v'tiftar as kol ha-mitzvos. It's impossible to suggest that Talmud Torah would be doche all of the mitzvos. After all, the halo, we would never do any. The halo ramach mitzvos asay nasal kadosh baruch hu. Hashem gave us 248. Umasaya kaimem miyasuk b'torah b'chol shok mitzvasa. If we would never stop learning, we would never do any other mitzvah. It has to be built into the system that osig b'mitzvah cannot apply to Talmud Torah. The alkein where it's underlined, the mitzvah she tamidus katalmud Torah eina poteres b'na mitzvah. It's built in. It's, the osig b'mitzvah doesn't apply to this mitzvah. Ve'ezah domel matzav mikri shebo asuku b'mitzvah. It's not like something that just happens once in a while. I happen to be involved in a mitzvah, so I'm putter from the other mitzvah. Talmud Torah is all our lives. The whole system of halacha would fall apart if we would apply the principle of osik b'mitzvah to Talmud Torah. And that is why it does not apply to Talmud Torah. So it's kind of two opposite approaches of how we explain the pashtus of the Gemara, which is exactly what the Meiri said explicitly, that osik b'Torah is not pater mina mitzvah. Number one, because it's not considered an interruption, it's just considered a prevention. That was number one. Or number two, that because it is so constant, it must be that this principle doesn't apply to it. Okay, that is all part one. But now we get into the second part of the shiur, which is based on a Rambam. It's basically trying to understand how the Rambam can say what he says. The Rambam tells us in source number 8, Tilchas Ishus, Perek Tes Vav Halacha Beis, the Mitzvah Puravu, Ha'ish Mitzuve Al Piriyah V'Rivya Avalo Ha'isha. A man is commanded on Puravu and not a woman, as we know. Based on the Gemara and Maseches Yevamos, the Mishnah, the Gemara explains it, based on Psukim, only a man is obligated. What is a woman? Obviously, that we shown in the beginning of the second Berakah Kedushin, the Ran uses the Lashon of Misayeya, right? This, she's obviously very involved, but she's not commanded. Okay, 17 years old, says the Rambam, that's when the mitzvah starts. Once you're 20 years old and you didn't marry, hariza over umevatel mitzvah sasei. Wow. Right? The poskim say it might not apply exactly today. Right? It depends on societal norms. But either way, the Rambam says there's a mitzvah of puravu. Ve'imaya osek batorah. Here we go. Let's say somebody is learning and they want to delay. Ve'tarudba. He's involved in his learning. V'haya misyare milisa isha. He's worried about getting married. K'dei shalei yishrach b'mizonos. Because he knows what it says in the Ksuba. That when a person gets married, he has the obligation to support his wife. So he wants to push it off a little bit so he can still focus on his learning. And then get married. V'yavata manatorah. Because if he would get married sooner, he would have to support a family. And he wouldn't be able to focus entirely on his learning anymore. You're allowed a delay, says the Rambam. Why? Look what the Rambam says. Shaha osik b'mitzvah, pater mina mitzvah. Osik b'mitzvah, pater mina mitzvah. And not only that, v'kol shekein b'talmud Torah. Surely! So not only does the Rambam apply the principle by Talmud Torah, which we thought does not apply to Talmud Torah, he says it as a kol shekein by Talmud Torah. It surely applies to Talmud Torah, which is the most important mitzvah, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. So the question is, it's mefurish. The Rambam is against the Gemara. How could the Rambam say, the Gemara says, if it's e eshel asos eyecherim, you don't apply the principle of osi b'mitzvah. At least that's how we understood the Gemara. So how could the Rambam say osik b'mitzvah, patam b'mitzvah, as applying to Talmud Torah with the kol shekein at the end? It's interesting that if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, in the first Simen Aleph, that's the Simen about Puravu, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rambam without the last phrase. Without the last phrase, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, exactly, verbatim, until towards the line 6. Mihu im osik batorah v'tarach ba u'misyari milisa isha k'dei shalo yishrach b'mazono v'yisbatol min haTorah. Right, you don't want to? Mutar lehis acher. You can delay. Period. Where's the next line? The Shulchan Aruch is always meshubed. Sometimes the Beis Yosef would ask 10 questions on the Rambam. How could the Rambam say such a thing? I don't understand it. And then he'll quote him verbatim in the Shulchan Aruch. Because he's so kafuf. He's so... This is Maran, and I have to quote him. And here he leaves out the last phrase, seemingly because he's not comfortable with it. How could the Rambam apply Osik B'mitzvah to Talmud Torah if the Gemara seems to say we don't apply it to Talmud Torah? Right, very, very difficult Rambam. How do we understand it? And if you want to say that the Rambam might have had a different Girsa and a different Gemara in Moed Katan, it's not true. If you look in the Rambam Menuchas Talmud Torah, he quotes source number 10, Gimel Dalad. If you have in front of you learning or a mitzvah, if the mitzvah can be done by others, then don't stop learning. But if it must be done by you, it's a little cut off, that's an important lashon, we'll get back to that. He should do the mitzvah and then go back to his learning. So you see, the Rambam quotes that Gemara in Moed Katan, that Osik B'mitzvah does not apply pashtus. So how do you understand this Rambam? That's the question that we have to deal with. And we will have a couple of different suggestions by the Achronim in terms of how to understand this Rambam. The Maharam Shik, star pupil of the Chasam Sofer, source number 11, has a tremendous chiddush, which we don't usually assume, where he writes in the first simon in Evan Ezer, well, maybe Puravu is Efshar Lasos al Yedei Acherim. Other people could populate the world. If you have a view that it's all about the result, about populating the world, so if I don't populate it, it's okay. Other people can populate the world. If Efshar Yedei Acherim, and therefore, that's why you can't push it off. That's the suggestion of the Maharam Shik. The problem is, number one, that we don't assume that way. Puravu is a chovetz gavra. Doesn't matter how many children there are in the world. I have a chiyuv to have a boy and a girl. That's the suggestion of the Maharam Shik, but that's pashtus. It's very, very difficult to say that. There is a similar idea said by Rabbi Yosef Engel, but not. Why? What do you mean? We mentioned this many times in other shiurim. Das Min Daraisa in source number 12 in Klal Yud Gimel says, based on a Tosfos of Maseches Gittin, which we won't get into right now, and that is the... Actually, just remember the background of the case. The case is the Mishnah Maseches Gittin says that if there is a Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Baschorin, right, a Shifcha, who is half free and half not free. How did that happen? She had two owners and one of the owners freed her. And the other one didn't yet. So the Mishnah says, we force the master to free the other half of the Shifcha. Why? Because in the state that she is, she can't get married. She can't get married in Eved because of her Baschorin. She can't marry a ben chorin because of her tzad shivchus. I do nothing. The Mishnah says you can't say do nothing. Why? Because there's a mitzvah. Which mitzvah? La sheves yitzara. Lo sober la sheves yitzara, which is the mitzvah derabbanan to populate the world. Ask Tosfos. How about puravu? Right? Why did the Mishnah say puravu? What do you mean la sheves yitzara? So explains the Asvin Daoraisa in source number 12. It could be that la sheves is result-oriented. And that's why we can't give the Eved, Hashem wouldn't give the Eved the credit of the mitzvah if she's in this state because it's result-oriented. He didn't achieve the result. Puravu is a chovas gavra. It's maisa oriented. And therefore, this is part of his larger framework there. Anything that's a maisa focus, if you're ba'ones, Hashem would say, oh, it's as if you did it. You have enough money for a lulav, it's as if you shook a lulav. If it's maisa oriented, Hashem can give you the credit. If it's result oriented, he can't. If I didn't get to the hospital because my car broke down to visit somebody, Hashem was not going to fault me, but he can't give me the credit. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, well, Sheves is result-oriented, so we would force the master to free the Shifcha only because of L'Sheves. Not because of Puravu, because Puravu, he could get the credit even if he's an Ones. But for L'Sheves, we would have to. But so that Asma D'Araisa has a similar idea to the Maram Shik, but not about Puravu. L'Sheves might be result-oriented, but Puravu is for sure a Chovas Gavra. So again, that's the suggestion that Maram Shik says, that maybe it's Efshar L'Asos, Idea Chayrim, and that's why you could push it off. But that is not the postures of how we understand. Also, it doesn't fit into the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says the reason you ought to push it off is because of osik b'mitzvah. I mean, actually, that part it does. Osik b'mitzvah on a mitzvah, but it's still difficult to suggest that. Number one. Number two. A second idea that's suggested by the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, you can look at the continuation of the Asvid HaRaisa, not for now. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests, well, maybe it's not a mitzvah overis. You could do it later. The Rambam is not saying to be mevatel it. The Rambam is just saying to delay it. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, quoting this idea of the Rambam, Mi sheyodea ba'atzmo, sheim yisa isha lo yeilu afsharas l'mo Torah. If you know you won't be able to focus until unless you delay marriage a little bit, you can. Osek b'mitzvah, patam ben mitzvah, quoting the Rambam. But then he says, V'yaf agav da osek b'torah, ein lo lifter atzmo mi mitzvos, even though we usually don't apply osek b'mitzvah to Talmud Torah, mikol makom, mitzvahs purivu, du zachar unikeva, yesh lo adayin zman l'kayim. You have time. V'avika mitzvah she'eno overes. It's a mitzvah that you could do in a few months, in a few years. The mitzvahs Talmud Torah, doche osa. You know why the Talmud Torah is doche it? Not really because of osik b'mitzvah, patam ben mitzvah, but because you could do this mitzvah later. It's not a mitzvah overes. That's the suggestion of the Aruch HaShulchan. What's the problem with this suggestion? It doesn't fit into the Lashon HaRambam. The Netziv writes in a tshuva. This doesn't, the Rambam says the reason is osik b'mitzvah, patam ben mitzvah, which means the chiyuv is now, and I'm allowed to push it aside because of Talmud Torah. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying it's not based on osik b'mitzvah. It's based on the fact that this other mitzvah you could do next week, next year. So it's a nice suggestion by the Aruch HaShulchan, but says the Netziv, it doesn't fit into the words of the Rambam. Line 6 in the Meshav Davar, Lochein Yedidi Sovea Lashon Osik B'mitzvah, Padam HaMitzvah. Right? It doesn't hold that suggestion, doesn't hold up in analyzing the Rambam. Elisha Pater Afilu Shalo Yaseh Mitzvah Lacharis Lagamrei. Osik B'mitzvah means you're pater from the mitzvah, even if you're going to lose the other mitzvah. That's the normal understanding of osik b'mitzvah. Here, you're not going to lose it. So you shouldn't apply the principle of osik b'mitzvah. But that's the second suggestion for the Rambam. The third suggestion, and we're going to have four altogether. The third suggestion for the Rambam is based on a Shulchan Aruch HaRav, based on a thought from Rav Shneur Zalman the Baal HaTanya. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, there are two elements of Talmud Torah. There's the element of amelus batorah, hard work, continuous, the maisa. But then there is the concept of yediyah satorah, knowledge, gaining information. Usually, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, one must stop learning in order to do the mitzvah because I'll come back to the Talmud Torah afterwards, getting back to my amelus and coming to the yediyah. But let's say there is a case where if I stop learning now, I will never be able to get to the same yediya that I would have if I continue learning. So maybe that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara, when the Gemara says, Osik b'mitzvah, patam ben mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah, that's a normal case where you can stop learning, do the mitzvah, and then come back to your learning. And you're not going to lose anything by doing the mitzvah to coming back to where you were up to. But let's say it's a case that if I don't continue learning now, I do the mitzvah now, that will have a permanent effect on my level of learning. So then, suggest the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and Rav Asher Weiss also in a different context, that is not where the Gemara says osik patar patar min mitzvah would not apply. Then you would keep learning. Let's read the words. Says the Ar Shulchan Aruch, this is exactly the case of the Rambam, where it's underlined. Shem yisa isha tchila, yurechayim b'tzavaro, tirdas parnasas ishto obanov, v'lo yuchal lasuk b'tora karoi kol kach. You won't be able to be osik with the other responsibilities, which is also mitzvos, but other responsibilities. And therefore, lachei nitcheis mipnei limud zeh, mitzvah rabba shalper yivarivya. Afshi gedola minam b'kala mitzvahs, even though it's amazing and peruvu and to bring in children in, it's unbelievable. But still, that only it applies. We only stop doing a mitzvah if it wouldn't affect my Talmud Torah permanently. But, as he says on line 10, V'lo amr shemavatlin umafsikin mi Talmud Torah, k'di l'kayim mitzvah, she'ef shal asos idei achirim, when do I say you have to stop to do the mitzvah? Elo lahafsik l'fi sha'a vizman. Right? Only when I'm stopping for a moment that I'm going to return. Ma she'ein bo elo bitul mitzvahs ha'esek v'li mitorah tamid. Only if I'm stopping the amelus, but if it's going to affect the yediya, the call avalo bito mitzvahs yediya satora ba'erei tei bepirusha shehena halachos kulan betamein bedera kitzara. That's the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And if you look, the Rav Asher Weiss says adds on one point. That's a diak in the Rambam we mentioned earlier. Remember the Rambam that quoted that Gemara in Moed Katan back in source number 10. The Rambam says, if you have a mitzvah in Talmud Torah, if you could have it done by somebody else, wonderful. Don't stop learning. V'im lav, and if you can't, yasa a mitzvah, v'yachzer l'torasso. Why did the Rambam have to add on those two words? If you can't do it by anybody else, so you do it and then go back to the learning. Of course, going back. What do you have to add on those two words for? The answer is that's a condition of why you're allowed to yasa a mitzvah. If it's a time where not only the amelus will be affected, but the idea, like in a case pre-marriage where you'll never have this no responsibilities again, so then it could be, like the Rambam says, one can delay it for a certain amount of time. Right? That's the Lashon of the Minchas Asher as well in source 17 with this suggestion. One final suggestion, though. Again, so far we've had three. The Maram Shik, that Puravu is a mitzvah she'efshar la'asos ha'idei achirim. The Aruch HaShulchan, who says, well, maybe Puravu is different because you can do it later. It's not a mitzvah overas. Number three, maybe the allowance is only when you could come back to your present state and not have a permanent loss. The Gemara was talking about a case where there wouldn't be a permanent loss. The Rambam's talking about a case where there would be a permanent loss. But then there's a fourth suggestion. And before we give the suggestion, let's quote a couple of other problems, not problems, just shitos that seem similar to the shita of the Rambam. We think the Rambam is a das yachid. There are a couple of other suggestions as well. Number one is our Rashi. Rashi and Sukkah on the mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah are paturim min sukkah. What are the examples of shluchei mitzvah that are pater from sukkah? The Rashi says, holchei b'derech mitzvah, source 18. Kegon lilmod Torah. Ulahak bil pnei rabo. Falifto Shvuyim. Rashi gives three examples. You're going to learn Torah, you're going to meet your Rebbe, and you're going to do Pidyon Shvuyim. Out of all the mitzvos that Rashi could think of to give examples of Osek B'mitzvah, he picks Holech Lomo Torah. I thought the Osek B'mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Is it fathomable that the actual mitzvah of Talmud Torah does not have Osek B'mitzvah, while if you're going to learn Torah, you would have the patur? Is that possible? Rashi's saying, holech lilmo Torah is patur min asukah. Even though from other Gemara, it's not like actual Talmud Torah would not be patur min asukah. So Rashi also seems connected to this Rambam. Furthermore, if you look in the Ran of Rosh Hashanah quotes the Mechilta. The Ran Mechilta, we know this from Hilchos, from elsewhere. The Mechilta says on line 7 in the Ran, ha'osek batorah patur min atfilin. Really? The after the time of the mitzvah, we should osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. The Ran quotes is mechilta, again applying osik b'mitzvah to Talmud Torah. And one final source, and then we'll come to the answer. And that is a Maharach Ar Zarua, which is the son of the Ar Zarua, Rav Chaim Ar Zarua, in his Shuvah Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, where he quotes, "Ukefi ze bachurim haholchim lilmod Torah, boys that are going to learn Torah." Turin mikol hamitzvos. We're not saying this is lemaisa, but we're just quoting this as a shita. Bachurim, right, in yeshiva, that are learning Torah, pater mikol ha-mitzvos, kol shmah she'im b'beis rabam, as long as they're in yeshiva. K'rav chizda, v'rabba, v'ravhuna, shay paturim, kol zman shalo shamu, hadrasha. Like these Amoran did it. What does Maharaj HaRezerua say? The boys in yeshiva are pater. What do you mean the boys in yeshiva are pater? Why should there be any difference between the type of Jew you are and where you and what stage of life you're up to? The years in yeshiva, you're pater from other mitzvos. We don't paska this way, but at least the conceptual shita. While if you're not in yeshiva anymore, you're obligated. So we have the Rambam, we have Rashi, we have the Ran, and we have the Maharaj HaRezerua. Says Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, beautiful article in Kavod HaRav in Source 21. Says Rav Aaron Lichtenstein as follows: Vanir Bazel Yisod Gadol against the Meiri. Meaning, what did the Meiri say based on the Gemara in Moed Katan? Osek b'Torah, pater min ha-mitzvah. You don't say that. The principle of Osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. Says Rav Aaron, no, that's, he argues, based on the Rambam. And that is, it does apply to Talmud Torah. Osek b'Torah is pater min ha-mitzvah. The question is, though, you have to define your Torah in a certain way. Torah is defined as Lilmod Amanas Lasos. That's the definition of Talmud Torah. And therefore, in most circumstances, if I don't stop learning in order to do the mitzvah, then there's a pagam in my learning, and it's a lack in my, it's an inferior Talmud Torah. So I have to stop in order to keep my Torah defined as Lilmod Amanas Lasos. But, says Rav Aaron, there could be certain circumstances where not stopping does not reflect any inferiority to my learning. Ironically, if I'm in the middle of learning and a mitzvah comes up, I have to stop because my learning has to be defined as lomad amanas lasos. But what if I'm on my way to learning? On my way to learning, ironically, there maybe I don't have to stop. Because not stopping now doesn't mean my learning is not Amanas Lasos. I'm not learning now. I'm holding Lilmo Torah. So it could be, he suggests for Rashi, that in that case, ironically, you wouldn't have to stop. Or Maharaj HaRezerua. Boys in yeshiva, in the formative years where I'm focusing on Talmud Torah more than other areas of my life, so maybe they have more flexibility. Because then not stopping is not a lack. Does not reflect Shalom and Aslasos. It's only later in life. And obviously the Rambam. Obviously the Rambam of pushing up Puravu. Osek B'mitzvah applies. Osek B'mitzvah, pushing up Puravu, that's not a lack of Lumen Amanas Lasos. No, I'm not getting married now because I want to have a stronger base for my Lumot. I'm going to do the Lasos. Right, like the Aruch HaShulchan says. Right, it's not a mitzvah overes. Right, I can be able to do it. Let's see his words. Says Rav Aaron, Source 21. She'ekronit din osek b'mitzvah patar min ha-mitzvah. Nomar apiyachas la-Talmud Torah. It is said regarding Talmud Torah. Ela she'kidei shahatorah hanilmedes tiftar to in order to create Talmud Torah that's going to patar other mitzvos, he chayeves laseis ofi misuyam. It must be defined and have a certain nature to it. Vuhushatiya amanas lasos. It has to be lumen amanas lasos, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. The kol she'ena miluv milave mechuyavos. Uvinochonos lahakshima hatara atzma paguma ulukuya. If mitzvos do not accompany, then the Torah is warped and tainted and inferior. The Avshavade Shein Talmud Torah Achvarak Machshel Akiyah Mitzvus V'Yesh Erech Lo Yishar Lalimu Kushal Atzmo. Even though obviously Talmud Torah is connected Kulam, still Mikol Makom Ein Erech Zek Kayam. It's only connected Kulam if it leads to Amanas Lasos when the opportunities present themselves. Ela Kasha Adam Lomid Mitoch Sheifa V'Ratzon Levatzeias Ata Mitbakesh V'Nidrash Alpi Limudo. And therefore, kol shigia mitzvah liado, if a mitzvah comes in the middle of my learning, I have to stop. Why? What do you mean? Osek b'Torah patur min ha-mitzvah. No, but then this wouldn't be Torah. This wouldn't be proper Torah. She b'toch kach, Torah so omedes b'mivchan. The Torah is being tested here. Ha'im hi amanas lasos olo. So it does apply to Talmud Torah. There's even a Rabbeinu Yonah, which fits in beautifully to this pshat, Rabbeinu Yonah Maseches Brachos, Tesma Beis Nadafi Arif, where Rabbeinu Yonah says, maybe Talmud Torah would push off mitzvos sheyesh bo dibur. But mitzvos sheyesh bo maisa, it would not push off. That's a Rabbeinu Yonah here in Maseches Brachos. It is doche dvarim sheyesh bo amira, not dvarim sheyesh bo maisa. Why should there be a difference? A mitzvah is a mitzvah. Ah. If it's all about defining the Torah, almanas, luman almanas, lasos, so dafka mitzvah sheyesh bo maisa, you have to stop in order for it to be considered a luman almanas lasos. Right? Quoting Yerushalmi. He's quoting the Yerushalmi, but he explains it. Shadvarim sheyesh bohem maisa eina nidachin mipnei limud. Why? Because you have to do the mitzvah to make it lomad abadas lasos. Aval mitzvah she'ein ba'ela amira ba'alma, like sira sa'omer, like other mitzvos, tidche mipnei halimud. If it's darash yishpa amira, keep learning. Why? Because not stopping there does not reflect negatively. Doesn't undermine the definition of lilmod amanas lasos. So this is a final idea. In other words, take a step back. This final idea is saying that all of my mitzvos really integrate into my Talmud Torah. My Talmud Torah is defined by my learning and what I stop for in my learning. And if I don't stop for those mitzvos, then my Talmud Torah is warped. Right? It's like the marshal's given by the, I've heard it also by the Baal HaTanya and the Tzemach Tzedek, I think. Baal HaTanya was one time, there was a baby crying. And the Baal HaTanya was in the outside room, and at the Tzemach Tzedek, one of the other Rebbes were in the inside room, and the inner Rebbe didn't stop learning. And the Baal HaTanya comes in and says, don't you hear the baby screaming? He says, what? He says, if you don't hear the baby screaming, the baby needs you, then the Torah is affected. Then the Torah that you're learning is inferior, there's something wrong. So, a similar idea, not exactly the same, but here, when there's a mitzvah that presents itself, and it's e'efshar lasos adei acherim, so then I have to do it. You might say, according to this, even e'efshar lasos adei acherim. No, we don't go that far, because Talmud Torah connected kulam. We also have to have that value on the other side. But that is an idea related to Osik b'Torah patar b'nei mitzvah. So again, we've just had two discussions tonight. Number one, what's the svara? Why would you say, like the Meiri says, Osik patar b'nei mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah, either because every mitzvah, every moment of Talmud Torah is a separate entity, and therefore stopping would not be preventing, would not be interrupting, would just be preventing. That's why it's different. Or it's every second of our life, so we have to stop. It must be built into the system. Two opposite ideas. And then we discuss the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam seems to apply Osik b'mitzvah to Talmud Torah. How does that work? So we have the four suggestions. Either that it is a mitzvah, puravu, is efshar lasos adei acherim. Right, that's the Maram Shik, which we said is difficult. Number two, the Aruch HaShulchan, that it's not a mitzvah overis. So we said also works, doesn't fit in so much to the language of the Rambam. Number three, maybe there's a difference in this regard because you will never be able to come back to the same state. Right, that's the Rambam, V'chozer l'talmudo. And number three, from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein and others, number four, that the Torah has to be defined as almanas lasos. And that's why I have to stop. It's an internal value hierarchy. It's not an external factor that is coming into contrast to Talmud Torah. And that's why Osik b'Torah is patur min mitzvah, but I still have to stop for all the other mitzvahs. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but next time we'll get into another sugya that comes up here in this chock full Masechta Masechta Sukkah.